I said that a Radcliffe music major could probably compose a nice little negative RSVP without professional guidance.
Listen, Oliver,
she said,
I've probably lied or cheated in my life, but I've never deliberately hurt anyone. I don't think I could.
Really, at that moment, she was only hurting me, so I asked her politely to handle the RSVP in whatever manner she wished, as long as the essence of the message was that we wouldn't show unless hell froze over. I returned once again to the State versus Percival.
What's the number?
I heard her say very softly. She was at the telephone. Can't you just write a note?
In a minute I'll lose my nerve. What's the number?
I told her, and was instantly immersed in Percival's appeal to the Supreme Court. I was not listening to Jenny. That is, I tried not to. She was in the same room, after all.
Oh, good evening, sir,
I heard her say. She had her hand over the mouthpiece.
Ollie, does it have to be negative?
The nod of my head indicated that it had to be. The wave of my hand indicated that she should hurry up.
I'm terribly sorry,
she said into the phone.
I mean, we're terribly sorry, sir.